Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here with Jordan Thomas, who's a partner of Labaton Sushiro. And Jordan has created an incredible blog that you can see with a link to it. It's called SECWhistleblowerAdvocate.com. It's got an enormous amount of resources, and Jordan is a former SEC staffer like myself. He was an assistant director in the Division of Enforcement and assistant chief litigation counsel as well. And now he's doing whistleblower advocacy. And so I thought I'd spend a few minutes with him to talk about what he's done, because one, it's a great way, I think, to market your practice and yourself. The blog is incredible, the type of resources, the way it's structured. So the first question for you, Jordan, is what is your goal with the blog?
The short answer is to protect investors. For almost 50 years, Labaton Sushiro has been on the forefront of investor protection and corporate governance reform, and the SEC WhistleblowerAdvocate.com website is a natural extension of this kind of long-standing commitment. The site is dedicated to helping responsible organizations prevent and detect possible securities violations earlier, and where there has been a break in internal reporting and compliance systems, we provide straight talk to potential whistleblowers about the risks and rewards of reporting possible securities violations to the SEC. Ultimately, the site provides practical advice based both on my experience investigating and trying high-profile financial services cases for the SEC and DOJ, and my leadership role in developing the SEC whistleblower program.
So, you know, you've been blogging, and it looks like about 4 months so far, 5 months. Any surprise reactions to the blog?
You know, there have been some surprises. We knew that the site would be unique, and we were proud of it, but we never anticipated how quickly and kind of overwhelmingly positive the response would be from attorneys and potential whistleblowers. I mean, literally within hours of launching the site, our phones were ringing, and other counsel were recommending topics and offering to help out. It's been really gratifying.
And not only is it just a blog, I mean, you have video on there. There's this great SEC whistleblower program handbook, a securities law primer, and SEC insider's guide. You know, just some great resources, and I think would show a potential whistleblower, you know, make them more comfortable with you, earn some trust because of the way the blog is laid out.
Well, our goal is to be kind of the definitive source for information for responsible organizations that want to get it right and avoid having possible violations of securities laws, and for potential whistleblowers to get straight talk about kind of what they can expect, how realistic it is that they'll receive an award, and how to obtain the protections that the law provides.
So how does the screening work? I see there's a request case evaluation on the site. Do people typically use that, or do they call in? How do you receive the first notice from a potential client, and then how do you go about doing diligence to figure out if it's a sort of a real claim?
I'll tell you, you know, at Labaton Sushiro, we are extremely selective. We have kind of a low-volume, high-quality business model. Typically, we represent insiders that have a lot to lose, or outsiders that are able to corroborate significant possible securities violations. In assessing and building these cases, we use our world-class in-house team of forensic accountants, economists, analysts, and investigators. The time and effort that we kind of spend in evaluating building cases is something that distinguishes us from other firms, and it's something that we receive part of the initial process is kicked off by a submission online or by telephone. There's a real mix of submissions, how they come in. We've had people actually show up in our offices, so it's kind of what people are comfortable with. The one thing that we do to make people feel more comfortable, at least on the whistleblower side, is that they can contact us anonymously. The initial consultation can be without knowing who they are. They can submit a form without their name and telephone number, but they can provide an email address, and we'll begin the dialogue that way.
And what about once you started conducting the diligence, do you ever try to check on the whistleblower story by contacting the company itself?
Well, prior to making an SEC whistleblower submission, we do do extensive due diligence on our clients and their claims. However, we would never contact a client's company to confirm his or her story without receiving prior approval. That being said, I don't believe we've ever done this. A more common scenario is that our investigators would contact former employees of the subject company and other knowledgeable individuals to develop additional evidence of misconduct.
So any suggestions to, I'm always, when talking to fellow bloggers, recommendations to other people considering a blog, not necessarily in the whistleblower advocacy area, but just generally in the securities law area, any recommendations you would have for people to do the actual blogging?
You know, I'm new to this, but what I've been advised by people who have been successful in blogging and building websites is to provide great substance, because people will come back to a site that provides great substance and perspective, and so that's what we strive to do with SEC Whistleblower Advocate, and I suspect that would be a successful strategy for other folks that want to develop websites or blogs.
You know, one thing I see you doing is the entries are fairly short, which is something that I do. And I know that, you know, people have different approaches. I like the shorter ones when they're easier to write. But I think it's important for people out there to know that the blogs can be fairly short, just a paragraph or two, and still have an impact. They don't have to look like they take a lot of effort to do. And so I'm glad to see someone else doing something with a similar style. Thanks very much, Jordan. I look forward to tracking your progress as the blog continues.
Well, thanks for giving me time on your show.